懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me to express my love.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is Josipa and I have a confession. Even though I'm a hopeless romantic, I sometimes find it difficult to express my feelings in English. Does that ever happen to you? By the way, a hopeless romantic is someone who continues to believe in love, even if they haven't always been successful in the past. So, if you're a hopeless romantic with the same problem, listen to today's episode where we'll practice different ways to express those warm, fuzzy feelings we feel when we are in love. And as always, to help us with new expressions, we have reached out to Alan and Claire, who have met to talk about Alan's recent affair of the heart.
I can't believe you finally went on a date with that girl you had a crush on. How was it?
Oh, Claire, I can't stop thinking about her. I feel like I've found my soulmate.
Oh, look at you all gooey-eyed. It sounds like you're already crazy about her.
I'm falling for her hard. She's amazing.
The phrases we just heard can be used, like Claire and Alan did, to talk about someone else. But you can also use them to say sweet words directly to a person you care deeply about. But let's go from the beginning. First, Claire said,
I can't believe you finally went on a date with that girl you had a crush on.
We all know that a date is a specific day of the month or year. But the word date can also represent a social or romantic appointment. And that's what Claire meant. However, the word date can also mean a person you are going out with on that romantic date. For example, if I'm running late for a date, the person waiting for me could say,
My date is running late.
Claire also used another word I had to look up in the dictionary. She said, Alan went on a date with a girl he had a crush on. We know that when we crush something, we squash it flat. But to have a crush on someone means to be attracted to them. For example, I could say, In high school, I had a crush on a boy in the next class. Or let's say your teenage daughter has received a love note, like a Valentine's card from her schoolmate Jim. You could say,
Jim has a crush on my daughter.
By the way, a Valentine's card is a card expressing love or affection sent often secretly. Do you remember what Alan said about his date? Let's hear him again.
I can't stop thinking about her. I feel like I've found my soulmate.
I can't stop thinking about you. If you can't stop thinking about someone, you are infatuated with that person. You have a crush on them. If you are infatuated with someone, you are constantly thinking about the person and the moments you spent together. Now, let's hear some other phrases we could use to express infatuation with someone.
I'm crazy about you.
You rock my world.
Or we could say the phrase Alan used when he said,
I feel like I found my soulmate.
If you have found your soulmate, you have found your perfect romantic partner or a friend.
Oh, I'm falling for her hard.
Alan is falling hard for his girlfriend. Meaning he is strongly attracted to her and feels he's falling in love with her. You can also fall out of love with someone, but that's a topic for some other episode. So So far, we have covered some phrases we can use to express the type of feelings that we can experience at the beginning of a relationship. Now we will look at the phrases more suitable for couples who have been together for some time. So, let's pretend Alan and Claire are that couple who have been together for a while. And to make things even sweeter, let's say that today is the most romantic day of the year. St. Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine, my love. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Mwah. Oh, wasn't that sweet? You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Some other phrases you could say to your sweetheart or write on your Valentine's card are:
you make my world go round.
You make my heart skip a beat.
Or let's say you are all dressed up, ready to go out for your Valentine's date. And your partner looks at you. They come closer and they whisper in your ear:
you take my breath away.
That means that you are so beautiful that he can hardly breathe. And all this talk about love is making me feel romantic. And I can't wait to see if my partner will surprise me for Valentine's Day. Last year, he wrote me a beautiful letter and we danced. And what about you? Are you planning something special for Valentine's? Every year on 14th February, known as St. Valentine's Day, people worldwide celebrate romance, love, and friendship by sending cards, flowers, or chocolates with love messages. I'm curious how this tradition started, so I invited my colleague from SBS Italian, Domenico Gentile, to share the history of Valentine's Day with us. Hi, Domenico. Thank you for joining us today.
Ciao, Bella. It's my pleasure to be here.
Domenico, I did my research and it looks like nobody knows how or why 14th February became Valentine's Day.
That's right. We don't know for sure, Josipa, but there are different theories and they all come from Italy. For example, some people believe St. Valentine's Day was introduced in the 15th century to replace a very old pagan festival called Lupercalia. At the same time, other people think that on 14th February, we remember the Catholic saint, St. Valentine, who was executed on that day by the Roman Emperor Claudius II.
Why was he killed?
According to the legend, Emperor Claudius believed that his men would be better soldiers if they weren't married, so he banned marriage. But St. Valentine disagreed with the emperor and secretly conducted marriage ceremonies for Roman soldiers. One day he was discovered and put in prison, where he fell in love with the jailer's daughter, and when he was taken to be killed on 14 February, he sent her a love letter signed "From Your Valentine." That is why today we call our loved ones our Valentines.
That was pretty crazy, to risk his life in the name of love. But I do admire that very much. And Domenico, have you done anything crazy in the name of love?
I did plenty of crazy things for love. But the craziest thing I ever did for love was over 30 years ago, when I wasn't sure what to get Gabriella, my wife, for her birthday. So, you know, each year I would buy her presents for our anniversaries and Valentine's Day and other occasions, but somehow I would always get a gift in the wrong size or color. There was always something that didn't work with my presents. So that year I didn't want to make the same mistake again. So I asked her what would she like from me, and do you know what she said?
What?
She asked me to stop smoking, and I was a heavy smoker back then.
And did you?
From that day forward, I have never had a single cigarette.
Wow, that's amazing. No wonder Italians have an excellent reputation as romantics. But from what I hear, so do the French. In your opinion, Domenico, who are better lovers? French or Italians?
Let me tell you something, Josipa. There is no way that anyone would come close to an Italian.
Oh, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yes, because Italians want to make sure that they never fail to show their love at every opportunity. French don't come even close. Even if they can offer champagne, love is expressed through words. And we, Italians, know how to capture our partner with words. We are unbeatable. We can use words in a way that makes women melt. And history is on our side. Just think of Casanova and Rudolf Valentine, Rodolfo Valentino. And that's why we are number one.
Well, I think the best romantics are those who care and show their love. And it doesn't really matter where they are from. But speaking of words, will you help us repeat some phrases we practiced in this episode?
Sure, let's do it.
See if you can remember the meaning before hearing the answer. Who is a hopeless romantic?
A hopeless romantic is a person who continues to believe in love, no matter the struggles they might have experienced in the past.
Who is a soulmate?
A soulmate is a perfect romantic partner or friend.
Now, let's practice different ways to express love and affection with Alan and Claire. You can repeat after them.
I can't stop thinking about you.
I'm falling for you.
I'm crazy about you.
You rock my world.
I love you from the bottom of my heart.
You make my world go round.
You are the best thing that has ever happened to me.
You make my heart skip a beat.
For learning notes, quizzes and transcripts, visit the SBS Learn English website. And if you'd like to get in touch with us or send us a Valentine's card, reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm your host, Josipa. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the SBS Learn English podcast. Visit sbs.com.au/learnenglish for additional learning, transcripts and quizzes.